This is an All Ears English bonus episode. IELTS candidates from India, the scores you get and the scores you deserve. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. If you are an IELTS candidate from India, then today's episode was created especially for you. What are the average scores that Indians are getting on listening, reading, speaking, and writing? And how can you move from those average scores to the scores that you need? Plus, find out how to enroll in a very special contest to meet one-on-one with one of us. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, how's it going? We are on today for an exciting bonus episode. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I love getting like so targeted and niche like this with IELTS.
Yeah, it's so funny because we are starting to identify a particular problem out in the IELTS world, right, Jessica?
Exactly. Recently, pretty recently, you guys, there's been this trend of just a boom in general training candidates. And we know that a lot of you guys are in this same boat. You're going for that express entry to Canada. And even more specifically, what we've noticed here in the Pacific Northwest is a lot of Indian students who are already here. They're already like working in the US, but they're going to Canada as well. So just above and beyond, huge boom in the general training candidates.
Yeah, guys. So today we are here specifically to speak to you guys, you our listeners who are from India, because we have very exciting data, very specific data on the exact average scores that you guys are getting on the general training IELTS exam. And we're going to show you today what the averages are in each of the four sections. And then we're going to show you how to move from that average to the target score that you want, right? To the 7, to the 8, maybe even to the 9. So I am so excited about this episode. Yeah,
I know. It's super geeky and it's super fun. Guys, even if you are not an Indian student trying to get to Canada, guys, this advice will still help you with how to raise your scores in each category. Okay, so let's get to it. So let's talk about listening first, because that is the highest score needed for the Canadian Express entry. Students need an 8 in listening. Wow. And you know what? Like, according to the data, guys, which is publicly available, IELTS publishes all this every year. The average for Indian students on listening is 6.3. Okay. Now that's the average, guys, right? You can't actually get a 6.3. It's just that's the average between all the different scores. So going from a 6.3 in listening to an 8, what do you think is important there, Lindsay?
Oh my God. Well, it sounds like strategy is important. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of our listeners here from India, you guys are probably potentially, you're already working, you're already using English all the time, right? Because we know that English is spoken in India, right? And you guys speak it very well, but probably a lot of this comes down to test strategy, because we know that native speakers don't score 9s on listening always if they don't have a strategy, right?
Exactly.
So I have a feeling that's what it comes down to. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what's so fascinating to me about thinking about these is the scores that Indians are getting on the exam and the scores they deserve. And I think there's a lot of similarities here between why native speakers don't score highly either. You grow up speaking English, like English for a lot of Indians, they're like educated in English as well as their home language, first language, lots of languages happening in India, obviously. But English is among them, especially if you grew up in a city, right? So like, I think you guys deserve that 8, 9, honestly, in listening. So the difference is the strategies, but also what English are you getting into your head, even if you are living in the States, right? It's not just work English, and maybe at home you're still speaking your first language. So how much English are you getting into your head, right? And I think that's another factor beyond the test strategies.
Oh, so what do you mean by that? How much are we talking about? How much like native English from certain places or let's be more specific. So
So, you know, it's great to watch movies and TV shows and that's awesome. But you know what? That's not the English on the IELTS exam. So I think part of it, and you know, this is what we do for our three key students, a big part of it is showing you the resources that mimic language you will hear on the exam, right? Widening your perspectives. So you're practicing listening to native English that you don't normally listen to because you need to prepare so broadly for the listening test. So that's half of it. But then the other half is precisely just the strategies.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge. So maybe things like, you know, listening to things like maybe NPR. I really like NPR. That's an American radio news station. That would be a place where I would think you'd get a similar, you know, because you do hear all different accents. This is not just the British accent. That may be actually a commonly kind of assumed thing, right? For people in India may assume they're only going to hear the British accent on IELTS, but that is not true, guys.
Exactly. Yeah. And the Australian accent, the New Zealand accent. I mean, we really need to have a plan for this. So you prepare for everything that IELTS is going to throw at you. So again, like, what's the difference between the scores here? The reality, Indians are getting average 6.3 in listening, which is shocking. That's not what you guys deserve. You deserve that 8 that you need, if not a 9, for sure.
Yes.
Let's go to reading because this is really surprising for me. So the average reading score was 5.8. That is so low.
Wow. Wow. 5.8. Okay. We're getting even lower here. I can't believe it. That is so frustrating to come away from the IELTS exam with a 5.8 when you're already probably working in English, right? Maybe you're working for a company, a high level professional, right? And you're getting a 5.8, right? Average 5.8. Amazing. What is going wrong here?
Strategies. That is it. It is strategies. Because again, if we're trying to think of the background of these students, right, then one would assume that they will have been educated to some extent in English and therefore will have read a lot in English and continue to do so in their professional lives and probably their personal lives as well. And we've seen this time and again, guys, that students come into the course with already high levels of English, but they still can't get those scores. And in reading, it's not about reading more. It's about knowing the strategies because you can't go in and read everything and do everything. It's impossible, right? So in this case, it is purely learning the test strategies.
Yeah, specifically, I'm guessing around timing, because that probably is the biggest mistake, is assuming you can read everything, because maybe, you know, you guys are used to reading everything. If you read a novel or you read the newspaper in the morning in English, right? And you're going to read that whole article. But when you walk into the test, you're not actually going to read the whole thing, right? You're going to use the time strategies.
It's a totally different animal. And plus, like, if you graduated a while ago, you've been working for a long time, you haven't taken a reading test in a long time. Like, these exam skills are not foremost in your mind. And again, like, this is the section that native speakers don't get nines in either, right? Because they're not doing the test. They're just reading because they can. And that is not how you pass the exam. So here, for sure, scores that are being achieved are less than a 6 in reading on average for Indian candidates. And you need a 7 at least for that express entry. So in this case, it's all about the timing. It's all about the strategies. And guys, like, we are curious about your situation. If we are describing you as an Indian candidate taking the exam, we have some questions for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. And we're going to keep going here with the speaking and the writing. But before we do that, guys, I want to let you know where you have an opportunity to go to be entered into a contest, to be able to meet with us one-on-one on Skype to get advice and for us to learn from you guys as well, right, about your situation so that we can help you. So go right now over to allearsenglish.com/India. And there you're going to find a survey just for you guys to fill out. Give us some details on your situation, where you want to go, you know, where you're currently working and why you are specifically taking IELTS. And if you are one of the randomly selected 8 people on the survey, you will get a chance to meet with one of us on Skype for free for about 25 minutes. It's going to be amazing. Awesome.
Yeah. No, this is huge, guys. This is huge. I mean, we know the numbers. We know how many of you guys are taking this exam and we want to help you. That's why we are going to choose 8 people to talk to. We're really going to get into this. Okay. So writing. Okay. This is also very surprising. Well, actually, no, it's not. At first glance, it's surprising, but I get it. So writing average Indian candidates on IELTS 2017, 5.7. And again, guys, I know you can't get a 5.7, right? Just keep in mind, this is just the average. I just want to keep saying that because I know somebody's going to comment like, that's impossible. Okay. Average statistics. So 5.7 being achieved on writing as an average, that's a long way from the 7, right? That's needed for writing for that express entry. So the difference here, and this is similar to reading, guys, like you have written in English, you write emails at work. Like I get it. So why aren't you getting that 7 that you need? Because you don't know the test, pure and simple, especially writing task 1. So general training writing task 1, that letter, I see it all the time with my students, that your grasp of what happens in real life, that does not transfer to IELTS. IELTS is a different animal, especially that letter for task 1. So for example, we can't approach this like we would in the real world. We can't like have this, you know, long introduction where we're talking about our lives and blah, blah, blah. Even on an informal letter, you can't do that. Those sentences don't help your score. Every single sentence has to be directly connected to a bullet point. And that is counterintuitive. This is what I'm saying. Like, you can't approach IELTS as you do real life. It's not real life. It's a test. Yeah.
If you are an IELTS candidate from India, then we want your feedback. Come on over to allearsenglish.com/India to complete our short and simple survey to enter into a contest to be randomly selected for a one-to-one Skype consultation with us. Remember, this contest closes on September 29th at 6 p.m. Boston time. So go to allearsenglish.com/India and we'll see you there. Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine there may be, obviously not you guys who are listening to this show because you are here preparing. So kudos to you. That's awesome. But there may be a lot of students out there from India who just assume they don't even need to prepare because it's English, right? You're working in English probably.
Exactly.
Right. And so that's the fatal mistake right there, right? That's where we see people tripping up and not getting the scores they need by not preparing, not learning that strategy. Yeah. Wow.
And how disappointing is that? Because I see this gap, you guys, between these statistics I'm seeing and the scores you deserve. I know what scores you deserve. That 8777, that you can get that at least. I mean, you guys should be aiming for 9s. You know what I mean? Like that is your potential for sure. But this gap that I'm seeing in these scores, it's all about knowing the test. And I mean, that's it. It's knowing the test. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in speaking. What is happening? So what is the average that students are getting in speaking and what do they need for the express entry?
So this is also surprising, right? I mean, one would expect educated in English, speaking it every day at work, one would get like a 9, right? And I think that's what a lot of candidates are expecting, but average of 6. Average of six.
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah. And guys, I mean, I could tell you exactly why. It's the same. It's not knowing what the examiner wants. Okay. That's what it comes down to in speaking and writing. Okay. The test is not like everyday English. We've established that so far. You guys are here. You know that. You're trying to prepare, right? So It's like, in speaking part one, for example, you can't just give one or two sentences, okay, yeah, like you would in real life. And also, a big thing that I've noticed from working with more Indian students recently is the speed at which English is spoken is amazing. It is so rapid. And guys, if you speak that fast on the test, that is not good for your score. It leads to lower fluency because there's more uhs and ums. Okay. Mm. Because your words are not, you know, keeping up with all the thoughts. So decreases fluency, but also pronunciation. And pronunciation is the biggest challenge for these students, honestly, because this rapid pace, it makes it impossible to show stress and intonation. And that is what is needed to get a 7 in pronunciation. Okay. And that's what's missing from a lot of students.
And is that what's needed overall? Is that 7 for speaking in general? Or do we have a more specific score, like a weird decimal point score? What is needed for express entry?
Yeah. So for express entry, it's 8, 7, 7, 7, right? 8 in listening, 7 in all the rest. So guys, you only need a 7 on speaking. And that is the least that you deserve, right? So keep in mind this difference we're talking about, the scores that you're receiving and the scores you deserve. We are focused on getting you the scores you deserve, and a 7 in speaking is the least of it. I mean, like, you guys deserve 9s, right?
Yes.
So that's one of the major things, is the speed and not knowing what the examiner needs to give you the highest scores.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, the biggest mistake is the overconfidence, right? Not understanding the test and not knowing that you can't just walk in being, you know, speaking English all the time is not enough to pass IELTS. And we see it when native speakers don't pass. We've had a few native speakers, one or two, come into our course and say, hey, I tried this on my own. I assumed I could do it and it didn't work. And they came to us to learn the strategy. And then after that, they move forward, right?
Yeah.
So you guys can do this thing. Yeah, exactly. But we want
to happen.
Yeah, exactly. But so we've been really specific today with you guys to give you exact numbers, exact things that you need to do. But we want to know more, and we want to give you guys a chance to get kind of a little consultation with us, a chance to meet with us and get specific advice on your situation so that we can kind of help each other out and get to know this problem a bit more. Okay, guys. So we want you to go right now over to allearsenglish.com/India and to complete that survey. The survey is closing on Monday, the 29th at 6 p.m. Guys, so you want to complete that on time, okay?
Awesome.
All right, going over. Yeah, this is great.
I can't wait to talk to you guys about this. I have been geeking out about these numbers all morning, and I can't wait to help you guys figure this out.
All right, we're looking forward to it, guys. So one more time, go over to allearsenglish.com/India, and we hope to see you on Skype very soon. All right, Jessica.
Perfect.
This has been great. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Lindsay, talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.